Thai cafe. I was a few drinks deep when she wanted my way. What are you drinking tonight? I'd be happy to buy. Don't know what you want. Here's a few you could try. You could have a dark and stormy, a daiquiri, a margarita or a martini, a French connection, a fine cognac, a whiskey sour or a Sazerac. She looked at me, said I know what I need, a sex on me.
That is the brand new single from the nation's number one yacht rock band. I know that's true, because it's right here on their website. It's Yachtly Crew, and we are joined by their lead singer, Philly Ocean. Philly, thank you so much for being with us.
Hey, you bet. And you know, if you read it on the internet, it must be true. So I'm glad you're saying that for us.
It is an unimpeachable source. I am great. I have to say, I've been listening to your music for a couple of days, and man, you guys are absolutely great.
I appreciate that. Thanks so much. You know, I can tell you, all of us in the band are incredibly humbled to get to do what we do, and we love it, and we work really hard at it. So I appreciate it very much.
And you've been doing it for a while. What is it, 6, 7 years now?
Yeah, almost 7 years. We got started in 2017. You know, we built up our primary initial fan base in the Southern California area. We're all based in Los Angeles, although we're from all over the country. And in the past 3 years, we've started touring nationally. We've been a ton of places: Chicago, Green Bay, Pittsburgh, Philadelphia, New York, you name it. I mean, literally all over the place. Those are just a few. And it's just turned into this nationwide phenomenon of yacht rock, and it's so awesome.
And am I right that, like so many good things in life, y'all came together through Craigslist?
Yes, that's right. You got the memo. Yeah, so our drummer and our bass player came up with the idea. They put, you know, they put the band together. They started, you know, building it up and kind of figuring out what it is they wanted to do. And yeah, they put an ad up on Craigslist for our guitar player. The guitar player is a friend of a friend of mine, so he brought me on board, and the sax player he also knew. And we all just kind of came together, but we realized something as soon as we got into the room and started rehearsing, which was that we just all had such a true and deep love of this music, and we loved how much fun it is to play. And it's really made such a huge difference.
I love the name Yachtly Crew, but let's be honest, the genius who came up with utilizing the two umlauts, that's the person who should get paid a little extra.
Trust me, that's our drummer, and he does.
So let's talk about yacht rock itself. What is it about this music? Because for a while, that term yacht rock was a bit of a pejorative, and we've had a number of the musicians whose work is classified as that on the show, but they've embraced it.
They really have. You know, when we started out 6 years ago, we were definitely met with some resistance from some of the people who are iconic in the genre. You know, they didn't know, I think a lot of them, they didn't know if it was a compliment or if they were being mocked.
Mm.
So I think, you know, once they realized that actually, even though the genre itself is a bit tongue-in-cheek, and it doesn't take itself too seriously, that the appreciation for the music absolutely is sincere. And you know, that just is kind of shown in the trajectory that this genre has taken, that our fan base has taken. It is just, it's just skyrocketing. And any time we play a show, the next time we go back to that place, the audience doubles, like every single show. And it's amazing to see, honestly. It's crossing generational boundaries. We have a large diversity of ages in our audience, and you know, a lot of that, I think, has to do with the pandemic and a lot of these songs showing up online on TikTok and Instagram and that kind of stuff. But also, like, popular movies like, you know, the Avengers movies and Guardians of the Galaxy using these songs as their soundtrack has reintroduced them. And it's been really huge.
We're talking with Philly Ocean of Yachtly Crew, and you guys have quite a repertoire. Did I see it sits up well over 100 songs now?
Well over 100 songs. We play about a two-hour show, so any given night we're playing, you know, 40 to 45 songs. And what having a large repertoire of music to select from means that we rarely play the same show twice, and it's always fresh. And so one of the things that our fans know is that they come out to a Yachtly Crew show, it's not going to be the same thing that they've seen before. There's going to be the classics and staples that they know and love. That's why they come to see it. But it's not going to be the same show.
A big thrill for you guys, I'm sure, had to be when you got signed by Jimmy Buffett's Mailboat Records.
Yes, it was. It was truly the achievement of a lifelong dream for many of us, and for all of us, really. But, you know, needless to say, it's been heartbreaking to hear the news of Jimmy passing last weekend. And, you know, he was such a tremendous influence on us, not only for his musical contribution, but also, you know, we kind of have a very similar philosophy and vibe, and that is we want to make sure our audience is having the most fun and really enjoying life. Like, that's what it's all about. We want to be a respite from the stress and the conflict and the craziness of the world. And we want people to come to our shows and know that they're connecting with other people and having a good time.
We've got a brand new EP out called Seize the Day. That's S-E-A-S. And we played a little bit of the single Sex on the Beach. Some big time producing talent involved in that as well.
Yeah. So, an industry name, I don't know how many people, you know, in the audience will know it, in terms of like it being a household name, but Grammy award winning producer by the name of Chris Ordalgi produced and mixed our album Seize the Day. He worked tirelessly to make these songs not only sound like a true, honoring of the original songs, but he also did a phenomenal job at capturing the energy and the enthusiasm and the musicianship that we have as we bring these songs to the stage. And that's one of the things that kind of sets us apart in this genre. We put on an incredible show, and we love to do that. And so getting that on the record was super important to us.
And the video for Sex on the Beach is terrific, and a pretty familiar face there playing the role of the bartender.
Yes, yes. So, funny story. So you're referring to none other than Mr. Mario Lopez. He's in our music video for the first original Yacht Rock song that we wrote, Sex on the Beach. We've been friends with Mario for a number of years. Back in 2018, we started a year-long residency at a famous L.A. music venue called the Viper Room. And the first or second night that we played there, Mario Lopez walks in with his entourage of people, and he was immediately a fan and became a friend of ours. We've done a ton of work with him over the last couple of years, including charity events for children's hospitals out in Southern California, to even his show's Christmas party at the end of the year. And so we've gotten to work with him both personally and professionally, and it's been an amazing relationship to have, honestly.
And I got to say, you guys all look great in the video, but you especially, nobody has worn that uniform so well since, I'm going to say, Captain Steubing on the Love Boat.
Yeah, thank you so much. Yeah, you know what? It's all part of the fun. And, you know, we're not the only people to dress up at our show. You know, the fans who do come out to see us, they come dressed in their own uniforms, wearing their own captain's hats, their own outfits. Sometimes they even see like a Gilligan and Skipper out in the audience. And that's all part of the fun. People know that they can participate and that they're in on the party with us.
I know if I were to ask you about a favorite, the quintessential Yacht Rock song, that's like asking a parent who their favorite child is. But I did read along the way that you have a special affinity for the Kenny Loggins songs.
I do. I love Kenny Loggins. His voice is so iconic. You know, Heart to Heart is one of my absolute favorites. This Is It, you know, but just his the way that he's able to utilize his voice and his clarity and his pitch and tone, it's truly unmatched. The guy's, he's incredible.
And I have to think, too, and you mentioned it early on, the audiences, obviously you've got people who remember the music when it first came up, but I see this all the time as a teacher. Kids, you know, in their teens, who know these songs from 40 years ago and have embraced them, because when I think of yacht rock, among other things, I think of well-written and very well-produced music.
Yeah, it's truly some of the best music to have been written, I think, in the last 100 years. I mean, the complex chord progressions, the melodies, the harmonies, it's just absolutely incredible. It's unmatched, really. And there's honestly nothing like this music anywhere, out there today. I mean, there's no one making music like this anymore. So it makes it even more special in that way.
Now, who in the group gets the honor or the challenge, depending on how you look at it, of doing those Michael McDonald style vocals?
Those are done, honestly, all the guys in the band are singing. So it's a combination, you know, different songs. Tommy Bowie might be doing some of those harmonies. And, you know, Michael McDonald has a really, really incredible range. So, you know, there's everything from those low-end harmonies to the really iconic, you know, when you think of Michael McDonald, you're thinking of, I keep forgetting I'm not in love anymore. But he is doing a tremendous amount of those harmonies. So everybody in the band is singing, from Sailor Hawkins to Tommy Bowie, Matthew McDonald, Baba. They're all hitting those harmonies. And that took us a long time to really hone as well.
Well, you guys have got it going. You've been on Sirius XM Radio. You've got the new EP, Seize the Day. You're out on tour, the Seize the Day tour, which is everywhere. You can get all the tour dates and more information by going to the website at yachtleycrew.com. And you're out on the West Coast now, but I was scrolling through there, and you'll be you won't be right here in New England, but you are you have got some dates where you'll be a little closer to us later on in the year. But people can go to the website and check it out for more information. And where it is, you guys put on a phenomenal show. From what I saw in a couple of the highlights, it just looks like not only great music, but a fun time for everybody.
It is, and I promise people you're going to leave having had one of the best nights you've had in a long, long time. And, you know, we make friends everywhere we go. We love to go out and meet the fans, take pictures with them, you know, because really at the end of the day, that's what it's all about.
Well, we wish you luck. And again, anybody here in the East, September 29th at Westbury, New York, and then Atlantic City, New Jersey on September 30th. A couple of chances right there for people here in the Northeast. Philly Ocean of Yachtly Crew with us. Philly, thanks so much for being with us. We wish you guys continued success with the tour, with the EP, and all your great music going forward.
Thank you so much. You're the best, and we'll see you real soon. Thank you.
That sounds great. Thanks so much. Philly Ocean, the group is Yachtly Crew, and put those umlauts in there to do it right.